Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and a thanksgiving unto you and unto you alone. Father God, as we come on this morning, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission, Father. And we ask that you would forgive us for the things that we didn't do, that we did do, that we should not have done, Father. We embrace the gifts of a brand new day, a day that you have made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is so great, and your name is so greatly to be praised. Thank you, Father. Father, we ask that you would bless our services on this morning, anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to receive, Father God, our spirits to receive, and our hearts to obey, Father. And we say thank you, Father. We say thank you, for we know that your word will never return unto you void, but will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we honor you on today, God, and we bless you. We bless you. Now, Father God, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And especially to those of you who are listening in for the very, very first time, thank you so much for being here. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. This is a platform where we meet 7 days a week, teaching the word of God, preaching the word of God, exhorting the word of God, lifting up Jesus, who is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. So we honor him today. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. And it is my pleasure to serve God in his kingdom the way he would have me to serve him. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 15. And I am going to begin reading in your hearing. First one. And this is how it reads. The Lord told me to choose you to be king of his people, Israel. Now listen to this message from the Lord. When the Israelites were on their way out of Egypt, the nation of Amalek attacked them. I am the Lord all-powerful, and now I am going to make Amalek pay. Go and attack the Amalekites. Destroy them and all their possessions. don't have any pity. Kill the men, the women, the children, and even their babies. Slaughter their cattle, sheep, camels, and donkeys. Saul sent messengers who told every town and village to send men to join the army at Telaim. There were 210,000 troops in all, and 10,000 of these were from Judah. Saul organized them, then led them to a valley near one of the towns in Amalek, where they got ready to make a surprise attack. Some Kenites lived nearby, and Saul told them, "Your people were kind to the nation when we left Egypt, and I don't want you to get killed when I wipe out the Amalekites, so stay away from them." The Kenites left, and Saul attacked the Amalekites. Every Amalekite was killed except King Agar. Saul and his army let Agag live, and they also spared the best sheep and cattle. They didn't want to destroy anything of value, so they only killed the animals that were worthless or weak. The Lord told Samuel, "Saul has stopped obeying me, and I'm sorry that I made him king." Samuel was angry, and he cried out in prayer to the Lord all night. Early the next morning, he went to talk with Saul. Someone told him Saul went to Carmel, where he had a monument built so everyone would remember his victory. Then he left for Gilgal. Samuel finally caught up with Saul, and Saul told him, "I hope the Lord will bless you. I have done what the Lord told me." "Then why," Samuel asked, "do I hear sheep and cattle?" "The army took them from the Amalekites," Saul explained. "They kept the best sheep and cattle so they could sacrifice them to the Lord your God. But we destroyed everything else." "Stop," Samuel said. "Let me tell you what the Lord told me last night." "All right," Saul answered. Samuel continued, "You may not think you're very important, but the Lord chose you to be king, and you are in charge of the tribes of Israel. When the Lord sent you on this mission, he told you to wipe out those worthless Amalekites. Why didn't you listen to the Lord? Why did you keep the animals and make him angry?" "But I did listen to the Lord," Saul answered. "He sent me on a mission and I went. I captured King Agag and destroyed his nation. All the animals were going to be destroyed anyway. That's why the army brought the best sheep and cattle to Gilgal as sacrifices to the Lord your God." "Tell me," Samuel said, "does the Lord really want sacrifices and offerings?" "No, he doesn't want your sacrifices. He wants you to obey him. Rebelling against God or disobeying him because you are proud is just as bad as worshiping idols or asking them for advice. You refuse to do what God told you, so God has decided that you can no longer be king." "I have sinned," Saul admitted. "I disobeyed both you and the Lord. I was afraid of the army, so I listened to them instead. Please forgive me and come back with me so I can worship the Lord." "No," Samuel replied. You disobeyed the Lord, and I won't go back with you. Now the Lord has said that you can't be king Israel any longer. As Samuel turned to go, Saul grabbed the edge of Samuel's robe. It tore. Samuel said, the Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel away from you today, and he will give it to someone who is better than you. Besides, the eternal God of Israel isn't a human being. He doesn't tell lies or change his mind. Saul said, I did sin, but please honor me in front of the leaders of the army and the people of Israel. Come back with me so I can worship the Lord your God. Samuel followed Saul back, and Saul worshiped the Lord. Then Samuel shouted, bring me King Agag of Amalek. Agag came in chains, and he was saying to himself, surely they won't kill me now. But Samuel said, Agag, you have snatched children from their mother's arms and killed them. Now your mother will be without children. Then Samuel chopped Agag to pieces at the place of worship in Gilgal. Samuel went home to Ramah, and Saul returned to his home. Even though Samuel felt sad about Saul, Samuel never saw him again. The Lord was sorry he had made Saul the king of Israel. Ooh, my God, that's a lot of reading. That's some good reading there. That's some good reading. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For the word of God on today, the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, I want to talk to you from a subject, all, some, or nothing. All, some, or nothing. Many people around the world are celebrating Lent, and they're celebrating Lent out of tradition. They're celebrating Lent because this is what other people do. They want to be in the in crowd. They you know, like anything else, people want to be a part of something, just a part of it, but all of nothing. Beloved, glory be to God. God requires, amen. When we read in our story today, Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. It was not the sacrifice, amen, that Saul, King Saul, amen, gave unto the Lord, beloved, amen. It was his obedience, glory be to God. He gave God a partial sacrifice. This is why his sacrifice was not acceptable unto the Lord, because he was in a partial obedience. Partial obedience is disobedience. See? It was not acceptable. We read in the first book, in the book of Genesis, Cain and Abel, and Abel gave an offering unto God, and his offering was acceptable. God received it. But Cain, when Cain gave his offering, it was not acceptable. Glory be to God. God don't take anything you give him. God is not hard up. God is not hard up. Glory be. He don't take just anything you give him. Glory be. He'll take this. He'll take that, like some people do. So you know what I mean? Like we treat some people. You know, just give me a little bit of something. Give me some crumbs. Give me a half a loaf. You know, No. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. Partial disobedience, partial obedience will not do. And God rejected him. and God rejected him. He missed out on the opportunities, beloved. We saw yesterday how when Jesus spoke to the two men and told them to come and follow him, and one wanted to bury his daddy first, and one wanted to say goodbye to the family first. They missed out on opportunities. They missed out. Glory be to God. Saul missed out on ruling the kingdom for as long as the Lord had desired him to do so. He missed out. Why? Because of a partial sacrifice, and which is disobedience. Beloved, we are told in the book of Romans, chapter number 12, verse number 1, glory be to God. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. A lot of times we want to give God a little bit of something. We want to throw God a couple of dollars, like we're doing him a favor, like God is struggling financially. We want to throw God a couple of dollars. You know, we want to throw God a couple of prayers. You know what I mean? Attend a church service. You know, when we feel like going to church, when we feel like fellowshipping, you know, go and do something for somebody else when we feel like it, when it's convenient. Please don't ask me to do nothing when I'm tired. Please don't ask me to do something when it's inconvenient. We want to know like we're doing God favors. God is not pleased. God is not impressed with all of that. God is not impressed with your fleshly acts. Those that are in the flesh cannot please God. Romans 8:8. God is looking for a sacrifice that's well pleasing to him. And we want to talk about Lent and talk about giving up food and giving up this and giving up that. Beloved, what about giving up yourself? What about giving up your life? What about giving God your all? Is your all on the altar? Or did you just come by to drop a couple crumbs? Is your all on the altar? What about that? What about giving God you? What about giving God what he wants? He wants you, and he wants all of you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye will present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Living sacrifice. God, I give you all. Why? Because, beloved, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:20 that you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God with your body. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You were bought with a price. Hallelujah. Romans 6:16 says, do you not know that when you offer yourselves as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one that you obey? Whether you are slaves to sin leading to death or to obedience leading to righteousness. Oh, you might not like that word slave, beloved. You're a slave to somebody and you only have two masters. Because if you're not walking with God, you're walking with Satan. I don't care how much you try to justify that you're not. Because the bottom line is this, if you're not walking in the spirit, you're walking in the flesh. And it's because those who walk in the flesh cannot please God, then you figure. You go and figure. You're either walking with God or you're not. If you're walking in the flesh, you're not walking with God. It was only one other God for you to walk with the small g, and his name is Satan.
And this is why the Bible teaches about the sins of the flesh and Galatians. And Paul gives us a partial rundown of the sins of the flesh. Because we are in our flesh, and you're going to remain in your flesh until you give God your all on the altar. God wants you. We must submit ourselves. We must humble ourselves. We must freely give ourselves to God. That's the sacrifice that he wants. Glory be to God. And some of us treat God like those cheating husbands. They want to come home on the weekend and drop some money on the table and run around all weekend with their whore. Their wife is not impressed with that money. They don't want the money. They want the man. God don't want your money. God wants you. God don't want your lip service. God wants you. He don't want all this other fleeting stuff that you do to impress man. It's time out for time to impress people and impress God. The Bible says, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. God wants your faith. God wants your obedience, and God wants your sacrifice. If you're going to give God something for Lent, doggone it, give him you. Give him your whole heart. Stop holding back. Glory be to God. God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit, and we must worship him in truth. All. Somebody say all. Glory be to God. Psalms 50:14 says this. It says, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High God. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay your vows unto God. Beloved, you owe God. I just come to amen to let you know and remind you this morning. God don't owe you nothing. Jesus paid it all. God don't owe you nothing. But I come to tell you that you owe God. You have a debt to God. And it's time to pay your debt. And that debt cannot be calculated in dollar and cents. But that debt is calculated in your commitment to serve him, that commitment to honor him, that commitment to please him. You owe God big time. So if you're going to give God something for Lent, beloved, glory, stop playing games. Stop playing games. Nobody's impressed with your shenanigans. Stop playing games. And give God what he wants. He wants you. And he wants all of you. Glory be to God. Give it up. 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 We'll love it. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. Hallelujah. 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 Confess your sins. Confess your sins. I'm talking to believers now. I'm going to talk to the unbelievers in 1 minute, but I'm talking to believers now. I'm telling you to confess your sins. Huh? Glory be to God. Your salvation did not give you a license to go around and sin? God forbid. Your salvation, your so-called salvation, you've number one, you better go back and make sure you're saved. That's the first thing you need to do. Because if you say you're saved, but you can practice sin without condemnation, I question your salvation. Because any person that's truly born again, the Bible tells us you cannot practice sin. It's not in your DNA. You've been born of an incorruptible seed. Sinning is one thing. Practicing sin is something else. If you practicing sin, beloved, I'm telling you, you better go back and make sure, amen, that you're truly saved. Because you definitely don't want to take that transition out of this life and find out that you wasn't. Because you're going to bust hell wide open. And somebody got to tell you. My name is not Alfreda Osteen. Somebody got to tell you that hell is real. Somebody got to tell you that fire and brimstones exist. Now, somebody got to tell you. And since you want to get involved and get all pretty in this lit season, glory be to God, then lend it right, baby, and give God what he wants. God wants you. He wants your mind. He wants your heart. He wants your soul. He wants your spirit. He wants your energy. He wants your money. He wants everything. He wants your choices, your decisions. He wants everything. That's what he wants. Give him the honor and the respect. He's your creator. That's what God wants. Hallelujah. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. It's time to come out of our fleshly acts. It's time to stop it. Stop it. Just quit. Stop entertaining the devil. Just quit. Whose side are you on? Are you on the Lord's side or not? And I'm not talking about in word. I'm talking about in deed. That's what God wanted. That's what he wanted from Saul. He didn't get it. That's what God wants from you. The question today is, are you willing to give it to him? To those of you who have never received Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, today's your day. Today's your day. Let me tell you something. You may not have till the afternoon. You may not have till the afternoon. I wouldn't wait another hour. I wouldn't wait another day. I wouldn't wait. Talking about you're going to wait till you go to somebody's church this weekend. I wouldn't wait. Because you don't know if you're going to make it there. And besides, God needs you right now. Confess with me, those of you who have never, ever, ever taken that first step. Glory be to God. Ask Jesus. Ask Jesus to save you. Just ask him. Look, you don't have to get technical. You don't have to go to college or take a class or get a certificate and how to be born again. Just in childlike faith, ask God to save you. Father, forgive me for my sins. Save my soul. I receive Jesus Christ in my heart to be my Lord and to be my Savior. Now give me the will to follow you and be a true disciple so that I might live for you on this earth and see you in your pleasure when I die. Bam, bam, bam. There you go, ma'am. There it is. You said it? Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah. We rejoicing that you're here. We rejoicing that you're here. Hallelujah. Now stay here and grow. Stay here and mature. Why? Because you got someplace to go. You want to know why you got someplace to go? Because otherwise God will save you and take you straight to heaven. But he don't take us straight. He takes us straight to heaven in the spirit. But he don't take us straight to heaven because we live in two worlds simultaneously. See, once you're born again, amen, you have two homes. Because the Bible says we are seated in heavenly places with him right now. Come on, somebody. But God has a work for you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be overly concerned about the work right now. Just grow. Get under a good pastor, a good leader, somebody that's teaching sound doctrine. It don't have to be the biggest church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It could be a media church like Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Come sit right here and get fed. Glory be to God. Grow up. Glory be to God. Glory be, because God can use you when you become sons and daughters. See, you can't send that little, your little baby to the grocery store because it's a baby. But when they get older, you can send them on missions and assignments. And that's how God wants to use you. See, glory be to God. When you're a little baby, he just wants you to be fed. All the mothers do to them babies is feed, wash, and play with them babies. See, that's what God wants, for you to grow and so he can use you. Commit your life to him. It's your all on the altar, beloved. It's your all on the altar. Jesus wants it all. Why? Because he gave his all to you. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. And to you be praise, to you be glory, and to you be all of the honor. In Jesus' name, we say thank you and we bless you. In form of announcement, today we'll be meeting at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock on today. Amen. Glory be to God, and Lord's willing, we will be back here again tomorrow morning, same time, place, and same station. Today is offering day here at the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Glory be to God. The gospel is free. Amen. But, amen, hallelujah, the kingdom is going to cost you something. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we want to bless the Lord. Amen. For our sacrificial giving unto the Lord. Amen. The Lord sees. Amen. The Lord receives. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. And we want to thank God. He said, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto, shall men give to your bosom. Amen. So if you're listening today, glory be to God. And we thank God for our global audience around the globe. We see that you're there. We thank you for listening. Some of you, glory be to God, all of you, as the Lord is leading you. Amen. Glory be to God if you desire to sow, because you cannot get a harvest unless you sow a seed. If you're looking for good soil to sow into, there's several ways that you can sow into the rich soil of this ministry. Our email address is, our website is lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. That is our website. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Glory be to God. PayPal to PayPal if you desire. And our email address is LifeWordJesus@gmail.com. So we thank you so much for your faithful giving. Amen. To God be praised. All right. Amen. Everybody have a good day today, a wonderful day, a blessed day, a glorious day. God be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Just ask yourself a question, beloved. Just do self-inventory. Just do self-inventory. Go judge your own self and ask, is your all on the altar? Have you given God all, or are you holding back? Amen. God wants you and God wants all of you today. Amen. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time as we go out today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, accidents, incidents, calamities. In Jesus' name, Father, we are not afraid of the arrow by day, the terror at night. Thank you, Father God, that no bad news shall come nigh our dwelling. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. And amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Love you.
everything.